Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, we're starting 13 lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, but let's start with a short Hakdama in order to understand the first part of today's Daf. We will discuss three Rishuyos. There's Batim, houses, Chateres, courtyards, and Mavoyas, alleys, or dead ends, or cul-de-sacs. Two or more houses that open up into a shared area was called a Chatra, which was closed on all four sides. And if two or more chateres opened into a street, which was closed on three sides, this area was called a mavoi and would lead into the Rishus HaRabim. In order to carry from a house into a chatzah, you needed to make an area of chateres, which created a halachic metzias that is as if all the people are kind of shvisa and share in one house, so everyone can now carry from the house into the chatzah. In addition, in order to carry from a chatzah into a mavoi, you need to do two things. One, halachically close off the fourth side of the mavoi with a lechi or a kaira. And number two, you need to make a shitufim advice, which is the same concept as an Erev Chatzeris, except one is by a chatzah and one is done by a mavoi. We saw in yesterday's daf that even if there is no Erev at all by a chatzah, but an item was left in a chatzah before Shabbos, then although you can't carry from any bias into the chatzah, but you can carry that item throughout the chatzah. In addition, we saw a story with Rav Asi yesterday that we would say the same is said by a mavoi that had a lechi or kaira, so its fourth side is halachically closed off, but there was no shtufa mevayis made, and we said that although you can't carry from any chatzah into the mavoi, you still be allowed to carry an item that was kind of shvisa in the mavoi from one side of the mavoi to the other side of the mavoi, and there are no restrictions. Also, we will see that Rav holds, in order to be considered and have a definition of mavoi, there must be two chatzeres that each have at least two houses in them that lead into the mavoi, but otherwise it would actually be considered a chatzah, and therefore would need to be completely closed on all four sides like a chatzah, and a lechi and a kaira by itself won't suffice to allow you to carry it in there. And the last thing is, there is a din of bittul rishuyos, that if an erev chatzeres wasn't made, for example, on erev Shabbos, then generally you wouldn't be able to carry from the bias to the chatzah. However, all the people in that chatzah can be mevatel their rights to the chatzah to one person, even if they did that on Shabbos, and now the chatzah becomes a rishus of Reuven, and Reuven can carry from his own house into the chatzah. Now, our Gemara will start off that although Rav Zera heard from Rav Asi in yesterday's daf that he can carry in a mavoi even though there was no shtufim advice, he himself will now argue on this side and hold that a mavoi without a shtufim advice has a din of a rishus rabim and you can't carry more than dalet amos. And we start with that point. Itma, Rav Zera, Rav, mavoi shloin shtatfa bai, e metalton bai, el b'dalet amos. If you didn't have a shtufim advice, even though it has lechi v'kaira, you can't carry aside from dalet amos because we give it a din of rishus rabim. So Amabaya, Hamilsa Am Rab Zera, this idea was said to me by Rab Zera. The Lord Pirsha, it wasn't explained. I didn't understand it. Ad Asir Rab Bavua Pirsha. The Am Rab Nachman Am Rab Bavua Am Rab. That Rab Bavua same name Rab. Mavui Shlein Shtat Vabai. If you have a mavui where you didn't have Shtufim advice to it, even though you have a lechi v'kayir on there, Eruv Chatzeris and Batim. If there was an Eruv Chatzeris with the Batim, and therefore you could carry from the bias into the Chatzah, Eim Metatlan Boy El B'dal Amos. You're not carrying that mavui except for four Amos, like we just said. The name Rab Zera. Loi Erev Chatzeres and Batim. However, if there was no Erev from the Chatzeres and Batim, and therefore you cannot carry from the bias into the Chatzah, then Mutl Tata B'Kulei. Then we would allow you to carry in the entire Mavri, even though there was no Shtufim advice. Now we'll have to understand what that means. So Amar Rab Chanina Chayzal Rabba. Rab Chanina Chayzal was bothered tremendously by this concept. How could there be a difference? If Erev Chatzeres and Batim or Loi Erev Chatzeres and Batim, that would be a nafkamina in the actual Mavri, if you're allowed to carry in there, or you won't be able to carry it at all. Maishna ki Erev Chatzeres in Batim, we said that Rav was of the opinion that if you made an Erev Chatzeres with the Batim, then you're not allowed to carry in the Mavoi because you don't have a Shtufim voice. The Nitku Chatzeres v'nasu Batim, since you made an Erev, therefore the Chatzah is bottled the Gabi to Batim, and it's not considered like there's any Shem Chatzah halachically. V'Rav Tamei and Rav L'shitasei, the Amar Rav says, Ein HaMavi need to belech v'kariya, that a Mavi can never have a Hetah through just having a lechi and kaira, and you have to actually close up the fourth side much better than that. We turn to Kuflam and Aleph. We only consider a mavoi once it has at least two chatzeres, with two batim opening into two chatzeres, so at least four batim and two chatzeres. That's the only way you have a mavoi. And therefore, over here, since you have an Erev chatzeres, you only have houses, but chatzeres lechi, you don't have any chatzeres because each of the chatzeres are actually considered part of the batim. And we would now classify this mavoi as a kamos, and therefore you only could carry it in its four amis. So Rav Chanina Chazoy asked, "Kiloy Eiru Nami, if they didn't have an Eir of Chatzeris also, l'chzinu l'hadi batim k'madesti midami, now since you can't carry from the batim into the chatzor, it's considered like the house are closed off halachically, and therefore the Chatzeris sickle, you only have Chatzeris, or batim lekka, but you don't have any houses over here. And once again, this mavoi should not be considered a mavoi halachically, but it should be considered a kamos, and you shouldn't be able to carry it except for in four amis." And we know that Rav made a differentiation between them. Now, really, this question is even stronger. It's actually basically saying that there's no concept anymore of being able to carry in a mavoi, because no matter what you're going to do, as long as there was any chutz or batim, you don't really have chutz or batim. There's no such concept anymore, and therefore you'll never be able to have a halachic mavoi in any case. And therefore, that can't be decided in Rav Shita. So the Gemara tries to answer as follows and says, when there was no Erev, there's still a heter to potentially carry on Shabbos from a bias to a chatzah, and therefore you have a bias and a chatzah, because efshah the mevatel reshus to the kul gabichad. All the people in these chatzeres could basically mevatel their reshus to one person. Let's say, for example, to Ruvain, and now Ruvain could carry, like we explained in the Dakdama, from his bias into the chatzah, and therefore you do have a bias in the chatzah. But the Gemara says that's very good. But safe, bias ikka batim leka. According to Rav, you need two batim for every chatzah, and here all you have is Ruvain's bias that's considered a bias and a chatzah, and that won't be enough. The Gemara says you could have another Eitzah. Efshah, the Mitzafer Al-Pagadi Yayimel Gabichad. From the morning until the afternoon, you'll give the Rishus to Reuven, and Reuven will be able to carry from his house into the Chatzah. And then, Mipagadi Yayimel Panya, from the half of the day until the evening, L'Gabichad, you'll give it to Shimon. And now Shimon will be able to carry from his bias into the Chatzah, and therefore you'll have two Batim and a Chatzah and two Chatzeris. The Gemara answers, Saif Saif, Be'edidis Lahai, Leis Lahai. You can't tell me that's a Tarith and that's a Svarin Rav, because at the time that Reuven was able to carry, Shimon was able to carry, and Shimon was able to carry, Reuven was able to carry, and therefore you never had two batim. At this point in the Gemara basically proves that the pshat in Rav is not that you need to have two batim and two chatzeris, the halachic batim and chatzeris. There's no need to have a bias or chatzah in lomdish or halachic manner, but must be a physical bias or chatzah. And of course, you have two batim and two chatzeris. And at this point, the Gemara doesn't understand why Rav would make a chiluk between if the chatzah had an erev or if it didn't have an erev. Ela Rav Ashi, mi garm lechatzeris sheyasu batim v'leka. Rav Ashi says a different pshat in Rav, and he says as follows. What is the whole svara that you can't carry from a chatzah into a mavoi, or a mavoi itself, and you need shtufa mivois from a chatzah into the mavoi, was only because we didn't want people to carry from their houses into a chatzah, and then take things that originally, when Shabbos started, were in your house, and move them into a mavoi, because it seems like you're carrying from a rishus yachid into a rishus rabbin. However, that's only where you can carry from a bias to a chatzah. For example, where you made an erev chatzeris. However, if you didn't make an erev chatzeris, and so therefore you can't anyway carry from a bias into the chatzah. So Rav is saying that the Rabbanan had no issue with you carrying in the mavoi itself, and not only that, they wouldn't even have a problem with you carrying from a chatzah to a mavoi, because Rav holds like Rav Shimon that we saw yesterday, who holds that a gag chatzah and kafifis and a mavoi also is considered one rishus, and you can even carry from the chatzah to the mavoi itself. It's considered as if you actually had a shtufa mavois. The Gemara now will resume its discussion about Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar held that Machshir Mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos as opposed to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon. Now, even though he said that Machshir Mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos B'negei Mila, he doesn't say it for everything, and each individual din needs its own limud, like we'll see in the Gemara for the next blot in a little bit. And the Gemara will come out that actually the Machshir Mitzvah of Tzitzis and of Mezuzah is not Deicha Shabbos L'fi Rabbi Elazar, and every single one needs a limud. So now the Gemara says, Omer B'chiva Abba, Omer B'yechron, Loil even though Rabbi Elazar has a concept of Machshir Mitzvah Deichon Shabbos, it's not for every single din. And how do I know that? Because we see that he doesn't say it as a klal. He learns each one individually. And we clearly see that he needs a specific limud for each one, because even though he says that Machshir Mitzvah is Deichon Shabbos for Mila, and yet we still see that Rabbi Elazar needs psukim or gzeir Shabbos for other limudim. Like the Gemara says, Sharei Shtei Halechem Chayvus HaYomein. The Shtei Halechem is really a chayva for that specific day, for Shavuos to bring the Shtei Halechem. And still, Rabbi Elazar only learned that the machshir mitzvah of the shtei alechem, for example, to cut the wheat or to get it ready for the shtei alechem, is only going to be deicha Shabbos from gzeir shavu from oimer. The time we learned the brayso, Rabbi Elazar, how do you know the machshir shtei alechem shtei chen Shabbos? How do you know the machshir? Machshir Mishnei Alechem is Deich Shabbos Nemra Havah Ba'ime. It says the words Havah Ba'ime. It says Vavesim Es Eimer Reishis Tzirchem Al Kaim. V'Nem Havah B'Shnei Alechem. It also says Havah B'Shnei Alechem and says Meshvisechem Taviu Lechem Tnufa. So Ma Havah Amur Ba'ime Machshirin Deich Shabbos. Just like the Havah that says by Eimer the Machshirin is Deich Shabbos. For example, you let it cut and you let it be taken and you let it bayra the barley for the Eimer. Like Rashi brings down that the pasuk says Becharish Becharish Tishpois Ma Charish Rishus Af Katz Rishus Yotzik Sirus Eimer Shi Mitzvah. So you know that the Ketzira is Deich Shabbos. Af Havah Hamur B'Shtei Alechem Machshirin Deich Shabbos. Also the Havah by Shtei Alechem the Machshirin is Deich Shabbos. Now the Gemara already made its point that you see from here that you need a specific limud for each din that the Machshirin is Deich Shabbos even if you're a blazer. But the Gemara points out now Mufni. It must be that this Gzeir Shava is actually Mufta, which means that on both sides of Gzeir Shava, both the words of Havesim and Taviu that says by Oyma and by Shtei Alechem are completely extra, and therefore you can't ask a perch on them. Because the Eloi Mufni, if there wouldn't be Mufna, then Ikla Mifrach, we could actually ask a Shaila, Mala Oyma, Shkenim Matzah Katzah Kaitzah, that by Oyma there's a specific din, that even if you found that it was cut barley from before Shabbos, you still have to cut it because you need it to be lishma. So you see, that's not really machshir mitzvah. It actually is part of the mitzvah ha'ima. Taimim b'shtei alechem shematzah katzah in a kaitzah. Shtei alechem is actually more machshir mitzvah, and therefore maybe we won't be able to learn the shtei alechem from the ha'ima unless both of these words are extra. And then the insight is that you can't ask a picha on such a gzeir shava. And the Gemara responds, Lai, it's true. Afnu mufti is extra. Mechte, it says b'negei ha'ima ksiv. Vavesem es ha'ima reish. And then it says later on in the same paragraph, so it uses Lashon Hava twice. Lamali, why do you need that? Shema Mino, Lafni, it's coming that the Hava over here is completely extra. Bakati, Muftum Mitzad Echadu, that's good, that's only open from the side of the Eimer, that's from one side. Vishamila, Rabbi Leza, we know Rabbi Leza has a Shita, the Amma, Muftum Mitzad Echadu, made him a Shiva. You could generally learn if something's Muftum from one side, you could learn a Xavier Shava. However, you could ask a Hekish on that. So Lachayr, the same Hekish would apply, that Lachayr, the ktsira of Oima is actually part of the mitzvah. However, the ktsira of the Shtei Alechem is actually machshir mitzvah. The Gemara says, Taviyah Rebuyahu, the actual word of Meshvisech, Taviyah Lechem Tufa, Rashi says, is actually that entire word is extra because it says, Ve'akrafta mincha chadosha, u'matzal mikhta Meshvisechem Lechem Tufa, ve'taviyah Yisehu. And therefore, the entire word of Taviyah is extra, and therefore it's mufta from both sides, and therefore you can't ask a pecha. So we learn out that machshir mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos by the mitzvah Shtei Alechem. Now, Rabbi Chiya Ba'abar said the name Rabbi Yechron that not everywhere does Rabbi Leza allow you to do machshir mitzvah on Shabbos. What is that case? L'mute mai. In what case does he not allow you to do machshir mitzvah and it's not Deich Shabbos? Elaim l'mute lulav. If you can say that's memayit, the case of lulav machshir lulav, for example, cutting a lulav off a tree, that would be also do on Shabbos. But tell you, every bris lulav v'chal machshir Deich Shabbos. Rabbi Leza says it is Deich Shabbos. Vel l'mute sukkah. You can say it's coming to exclude building a sukkah, which is a machshir mitzvah sukkah. V'atanya sukkah v'chal machshir Deich Shabbos. Rabbi Leza, vel lemute matzah. If you're going to come and say it's Rabbi Leza shita the machshir matzah is not deicha Shabbos, like tchino or afio or any of the melacha of pas to make matzah, v'atanya matzah chol machshir deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Leza, vel lo, you can say lemute shayfa. It's coming to exclude shayfa. For example, making shayfa might be makor pater. V'atanya shayfa chol machshir deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Leza, so I'm rabbi bahava lemute tzitzis l'talisa umezizel pesachay. It's coming to exclude that you're not allowed to do the machshirin of tzitzis for your talis or machshir mezuzah for your pesach. Machshir tzitzis would be, for example, to make the threads of the tzitzis or to tie them, which would be kaisha. And Rabbi Leza would ask a machshir mitzvah of mezuzah, for example, writing of a mezuzah, which is kaisiv, would even be also lefi Rabbi Leza, even though it's machshir mitzvah, and generally machshir mitzvah would be deicha Shabbos. And Tanya Amiyachi, we have a brisa similarly that says that Vishavin and Rabbi Leza agrees to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan shim tzayit talisai va'asa mezuzah, that if you made a talis or made a mezuzah l'pischai shul chayiv de'ichayiv, and there's no heta machshir mitzvah. My time, or what's the reason? Our Rabbi Yisrael fishein kulvu lamzan mezuzah and tzitzis doesn't have a specific set time, and therefore we weren't going to be makel allow you to do machshir mitzvah for them. So Amalei Abaye says to him, that can't be the svara. Adarabba, mide'en kavulas man, it's more of a svara to say, since it doesn't have a kviyas tikkus man, and you actually chayiv every moment of every day, and we turn to kaflam and aleph amid beis, kol shaita v'shaita's manahu, every moment of every day is its man. Like Rashi says, v'kivin sheish l'talos b'chol yoyim shemeshah b'chol yitzitzis oyu ba'asei v'afilu munachas b'kufsa, even if it's in the drawer, which is a shveridika piece of Rashi, he'll kol yoyim rabbi mitzvah selah. So l'chari, you should be mutter to even do machshir mitzvah l'fir ablezah. Elam Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak Vitam Rav Huna Beit Rav Yishua Hayol Biyad Al Fkiran. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Torah felt that tzitzis and mezuzah are different than other mitzvahs, since if you are mafkrit, then you have no more chiyuv. Therefore, it's not a chiyuv to you every moment, and therefore we won't allow you to do machshir mitzvah. For example, by mezuzah it says al mezuzah beis secher, it has to be your house, and if you're mafkrit, it's not your house anymore. And by tzitzis it says al abba kutsuscha, on the four corners of your beged, but it has to be your beged, and therefore since it's biyad lefkirin, we weren't matter you to do machshir mitzvah on Shabbos. The Gemara continues, aside from Shtei Lechem that we learned before, that Machshir Mitzvah is Deichel Shabbos from the Gzeir Shabbos from Omer, we also mentioned Lulav, Sukkah, Matzah, Shefer, Mila, that it's Deichel Shabbos, Lefi Rabbi Eliezer, even the Machshir Mitzvah, and even if the Mitzvah has no part of it that actually has to be Mechal Shabbos, for example, blowing a Shefer, or eating Matzah, or sitting in a Sukkah, or Lulav, have no real connection to Chil Shabbos, however, the Machshir Mitzvah is still going to be Deichel Shabbos. So the Gemara says as follows, Arma, Lulav, Vachol Machshir, Deichel Shabbos, Jiv Rabbi Eliezer. If we learn from Oyim Shtei Lechem, we learned before from Zayah Shava, Shekain Tzara Kavari, we could say that the Ma'amad Tzivim doesn't work because that's Tzara Kavari. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's in the base of Mikdash itself. But this is just a general mitzvah. Maybe there wouldn't be a din, Machshir Mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos. Elma Makra, B'yoyim, it says, B'degei Alulav, B'yoyim Harishayim. Therefore, B'yoyim, we learn out Afilu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, no matter what, it has to be on that day. So what are we talking about? Elam Tiltol, if it's about picking up the Lulav and using on Shabbos, Itra Kral Mishri Tiltol. Is there any sir involved in picking something up? Of course, we can't talk about muks over here. Muks is only rabbanon. Picking up a lulav is not an issur d'oraisa, and therefore it can't be that the Torah is telling you that it's mutter and that's the chiddush of the Torah. El the machshir, it must be coming to tell you the machshir mitzvah of a lulav is deicha Shabbos. Rabbanon, what do they do with the word b'yayim? How we b'yayim b'yayim v'lay b'layla? That lulav is only taken in the day and not at night. Rabbi Eliezer b'yayim v'lay b'layim and not at night. Where does Rabbi Eliezer know that you only take a lulav in the day and not at night? Nafkaleim v'samach v'fnei Hashem k'echav shivas yom. It says you have rejoiced in front of Hashem on Sukkot for 7 days. Yom and Valeleos only the days and not at night. V'Rabbanon, why don't the Rabbanon learn from Shivas Yom that Yom and Valeleos, and then they'll have B'yayim Rishon to teach you B'yayim V'afilu B'Shabbos, and you'll be Mater Machshir Mitzvah. So Gemara says Istrich Salach Chamina Neil Shivas Yom and Sukkah. You think that from Shivas Yom you learn to Sukkah that Malon Yom V'afilu Leilos, just like by Sukkah we know it's day and night. Afkan Yom V'afilu Leilos, here also the mitzvah of Lulav would be day and night. Kamash One. Therefore we have B'yayim to teach you that specifically B'yayim and not at night. And therefore, there's no extra word to teach us Yom Afilu B'Shabbos. Why don't we just write the Heter Machshir Mitzvah by Lulav, and then we'll learn everything else from there. For example, the Shtei Alechem, that Machshir Mitzvah would be Deicha Shabbos. That Lulav has a special din that you have four minim, and therefore it's more chashav for a mitzvah. Maybe the other Torah is Matthew Machshir Mitzvah. Everything else, maybe not. Kamash Bulan, that we have other psukim. Sukkah V'chal Machshir Deicha Shabbos to Rabbi Eliezer. Minalu Rabbi Eliezer Ha. How do you know by Sukkah that Machshir is Deicha Shabbos? Email Mishtei Lechem Shekin Tzera Kavayu. You can't learn from Mishtei Lechem because that's Tzera Kavayu, like we said before. Even Mulav Shekin Tzera Kavayu, like we said before. Elda, Gama Shivas Yom Mulav, Ma'ala Machshir of Deicha Shabbos. Just like by Lulav, we know it's Deicha Shabbos. Avka Nami Machshir of Deicha Shabbos. Here also by Sukkah is Deicha Shabbos. In fact, Ramon Velukta Rachman Besukh Venese Hanach Venigbrin May again say it only by Sukkah and learn everything else from Sukkah. Mishum Deikal Mifrach, Ma'ala Sukkah Shekin Eres Belayas Yomim. Maybe we'll matter Machshir Mitzvah by Sukkah. However, by other things, not because Sukkah is noig by night and day, and therefore it's more chomer than other things. Matzav v'chol machshir adeichel Shabbos Rabbi Eliezer, Menalu Rabbi Eliezer Ha, the same question. Imer mishtei lechem shkin tzera kvaya, imer luv shkin tana abaminim, imer Sukkah shkin leilu kribyom, they all have a chumra. Ela gama chamisha asa mechaga Sukkahs. We learn out a limud of tesvav from Sukkahs. Ma'alam machshir adeichel Shabbos, avkam machshir adeichel Shabbos. Just like we said by Sukkah, the machshir mitzvah of Sukkah is Deicha Shabbos, here also by Matzah, it's going to be Deicha Shabbos. Fret Gemara, V'lichtu Rechmona b'Matzah v'Neis Hanaf v'Lug M'Nei, why don't we say it only by Matzah and learn everything else from Matzah? Once again, the Gemara responds, Mishum de'ikal mifrach, we have a pircha, ma'ala matzah, shekei neheges b'nashim k'b'nashim. Matzah has a chumra over the other mitzvahs, because women are chayiv, even though it's a mitzvah say she has man grama, like Rashi says, ki afim b'psachim le'seich lov chameitz shivas yomim, kol sheyeshtem b'al teichel chameitz, yeshtem b'kum achor matzah, v'nashim esno b'al teichel chameitz, chameitz lo yitzaz vei b'in shes man grama, b'in she'in z'man grama chayavis, lafuk esuk v'lu, del sno b'nashim mitzvah say she has man grama hu. Shayfim chom achshir deichel shabbos, we continue to Gemara, Dibur Abelaza, Minolad Rabbi Eliezer, how do you know that by Shefer Machshir Mitzvah Deicha Shabbos? Again, we go through the same idea. Ime Mishtei Lechem Shkein Tzera Gavay, Ime Lulu Shkein Tzera Abaminim, Ime Sukkah Shkein Egez Belayel Gubyamim, Ime Matzah Shkein Egez Belayel Shem Kerba Anoshim, Ela Makra, Yom Chua Yelechem. And we learn, Yoyim Afilu B'Shabbos, that has to be on that specific day, and therefore, even on Shabbos, you could be Deich Shabbos for the mitzvah of Shofar. Vilmai, what are we referring to? Ilim Tkiyah, if it's the Tkiyah itself, that's not a problem. There's no malach that you're doing, therefore, you don't need a limud for that, because Hatan of Eshmuel, Kol Malach Zavayt Loi Sasu, Yotz Tkiyah Shofar to Rudiyah Sapas, we know that Tkiyah Shofar and the taking off a pass of the walls of the oven, which was a chachma vein malacha, she chachma vein malacha, that's a chachma, but not a malacha. Therefore, there's no malacha Shabbos or malacha Yontav involved, and of course it's Deicha Shabbos. El Mechshirin, it must be coming to teach us Mechshirin, and Mechshirin mitzvah of Shofar is Deicha Shabbos. For Rabbanim, what do they do? That Shofar is only blown during the day and not at night. How does he know by Shofar that it's only in day and not at night? Although nowadays we only blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, in the times of Chazal when we had Yovel, we actually would blow shofar even on Yom Kippur of Yovel, which actually gave a simon. And it was Kriya's drawer for the Avodim to go back to their houses, and the Sadis went back to their original owners. But in any case, over there it says, B'yayim HaKippurim, so we know Yayim V'lo B'layla. So Rabbi Loza now will be able to learn when it says Yayim by Rosh Hashanah to teach us Yayim Afilo B'Shabbos, that Machshir Mitzvah is Deicha Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, B'luk Rechmanah B'Shofar Leis Hanah V'luk M'Munei, again, say it only by Shofar and we'll know everything else from that. The Gemara says, M'Tkiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah Latul Migma, you can't learn from T'Kiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah to everywhere else because Shekain Mechneses. Shofar is so chashuv, it brings the zechrenes of Klal Yisrael in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. It's also chashuv. Tikku bezin shofar niftar avodon b'tayim v'sadus chayz v'balayim. And like Rashi says, Hilkach Chashiva, since it's chashuv, therefore it has a tzad chumra, and therefore we can't learn from that either. We go to the last one. Mila of the chol machshira deich and shabbat to Rabbi Elazar. Minolei the Rabbi Elazar. How does he know such a din? Imikulo goma. If he learns it from everything else that we just had, kedaminon that we have. Teretz, like we said before, each one has a tzad chamor, like we mentioned on all of them before. Void. Another question: Ma'al Hanach return to Kuflam Beis Amid Aleph. Shekein im Avaz Mana Batla. That if you missed this man, that it's been battled the mitzvah, and therefore maybe the Torah gave you more teirim and said Machshira as Deich Shabbos. However, Mila, even if you miss it today, it's not the 8th day; it'll be the 9th day; it'll be the 10th day, and therefore maybe we wouldn't be mad for you to do it on Shabbos. El Hayin Time Rabbi Elazar the Amar Kro over Yom Hashmini Yimel Basar Lasoi. On the 8th day, you should be Mal Basar Lasoi. Yom Vafilu B'Shabbos. Therefore, it's even on Shabbos. Meaning to learn the regular din of Mila Deich Shabbos, we can see the Gemara tomorrow that we have either it's Halachim Mishmini Sinai or other psukim. However, for the din of machshir mitzvah, we learn from the word yoyim that even on Shabbos you're allowed to do machshir mitzvah of mila. In fact, Gemara v'luk rachman b'mila v'leisa hanach v'ligma minei. The same question. Why don't we just say by mila and learn all the other dinim that we just had? Shofar, lulav, matzah, etc. Mishum ne'ikla mifrach. We will respond that you can't learn from mila because mila has a chumra of everything else. Because mala mila shekein nichrusu aleh shloish esri brises, that mila had 13 brises that was told to Avraham Avinu. It says the lashon bris 13 times in Pashas Lech Lecha. And therefore, that's a chumrah, and we wouldn't be able to learn anything else but gei machshir mitzvah. And therefore, we need its own psukim for the shtei lechem, for lulav, for sukkah, matzah, shofar, mila. And the only things that Rabbi Elazar holds that machshir mitzvah is not deicha, like we said, is going to be the case of mezuzah and of tzitzis. And we'll stop over here.